USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has threatened to fine local officials and businesses that enforce mask mandates up to $1,000 in an executive order issued on Thursday. The new order reiterates Abbott's opposition to mask mandates while extending previously issued orders which penalized local officials and others for enforcing various COVID-19 safety protocols. Attorneys representing the families of 9 service members killed in an ocean training accident near San Clemente Island last summer announced a lawsuit Thursday against the manufacturer of the amphibious assault vehicle that sank with the men inside. Attorney Eric Dubin.
What you don't accept or brace in your heart is for your kids to die because of defective equipment, for your kids to die because of knowingly defective equipment.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As the CDC is giving Americans whiplash by recommending that, despite what they had previously been told, those who have received a COVID-19 vaccine should, yet again, mask up. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has seized on the opportunity to make a major power grab on Capitol Hill. On Wednesday, Capitol Police Chief Thomas Mangert instructed his officers to arrest visitors and staff members on the House side of the Capitol building and all House office buildings who do not comply with the new mask requirements. A North Carolina teacher, Suda Conrad, is being threatened after speaking out against critical race theory at a school board meeting.
They were coming up after they spoke. One gave an obscene gesture and the other gave a cutthroat gesture at me as they were leaving. So to me, I felt threatened.
Audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
USA's Wendy King reports on a somewhat disappointing jobs report.
About 400,000 workers in the U.S. have filed new unemployment claims, according to the Labor Department in its weekly report. The number of new filings is a decrease of about 24,000 from the previous week. The department's figure was higher than most economists expected. For the week ending July 24th, there were about 3.3 million continuing claims, which lagged the initial claims by a week. The largest increases for the latest available data were seen in Michigan, Texas, Kentucky, Missouri, and Illinois. The greatest decreases in claims were seen in New York, Puerto Rico, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Georgia. The report came on the same day the Commerce Department reported that the U.S. economy grew by almost 7% for the second quarter of 2020, which was the third straight quarter of increased growth. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas actually bothered to look at the data the CDC used to justify its new mask mandate decision. The game changer, data the CDC used for the mask mandate, is from a single study from India. The study that influenced this decision, it followed healthcare workers who were vaccinated with a vaccine not even approved in the U.S., Crenshaw added. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.